This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I give a special shout-out to Justin, who's with me today. The thing about the summer is people have vacations and whatever, so Justin has just joined us. Welcome, Justin. And he's joined us on a day where we were having all sorts of... He just thought, where is my host? Because I am usually connected well before the program starts, so I don't make anybody nervous. And we couldn't do it today. So, and also a shout out to the folks at Comrex who got us on with 1 second to spare. So, you know, deep breath, Justin. Sorry I did this to you. I sort of try and put a little excitement in your life, but not usually that way. Liz, thank you for calling. We're all set to go. Tell me how I can help you today.
Okay, hi, Dr. Joy. I was calling because right now I'm in a situation with my sister who has been in, she's divorced 4 years ago, but she's been in the court system. Her husband takes her back to court for numerous reasons over the past 4 years. And recently he's pulled my husband and I in to the court system. She managed to keep her family out of it, but so the ex-husband has pulled my husband and I, which led us to have to hire a lawyer, and it's caused some stress between in our family life. And
she needs you to testify on her behalf. Is that the issue?
Actually, the ex-husband is subpoenaing us to testify for himself.
So and what is he hoping that you'll say?
He, there's currently an active restraining order against him for my sister, and he feels that it's unnecessary because he thinks that she sent an email to his current employer showing them the restraining order. And he's determined that we had something to do with it through our IP address, but we didn't do it, and we don't know how this happened. And, you know, unless we hire a forensic computer specialist, which is very
costly. I mean, why would, because you're testifying doesn't necessarily mean you need a lawyer, I wouldn't think. Basically, that he's alleging that you were involved in scanning the order of protection and sending it to her employer?
Yes.
So what? I mean, you could also sort of subpoena the library computer or the one at Starbucks or, you know, the one at her kids' elementary school. Why would that prove anything? I mean, and in fact, a restraining order often is sent to the employer because a restraining order is a restraining order, and quite often the employer is notified, so the person doesn't show up at somebody's workplace and stalk them. So I don't know why. I mean, what I would probably do is ask her lawyer whether first of all that you have to testify, and second, I don't understand why it would be even vaguely relevant. Even if you did it, which it sounds like you didn't, and she may have just used your computer. So what?
Exactly, and that's what we say. But even though all those things are true, it's still, he's still like, we had to take off time from work to go to the, well, we didn't because it ended up getting delayed till sometime in December. It's going to be heard for a 2-day trial or I'm not even really sure, but
hearing probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's delayed till December. So you're right. So what? So what? Even if we did do it, so what?
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything? Yeah. You know what?
The person that's pulling her to court in Maryland.
No, he's the kind of guy who's trying to make as many people as unhappy as possible with the idea that they would then throw up their arms. And see, what he's assuming is if he subpoenas you guys and that you have to take day off from work and he's sufficiently scared you, which hopefully he has not, that you'll then go to your sister and say, just drop this, let it go. You know, it's being too much of a problem, which is really manipulative and creepy. But what I would do, since you've got some time, is I would ask her lawyer, because he's obviously going to be more sympathetic, first of all, whether you have to testify, and whether, second of all, you can have a notarized statement that said you don't know anything about it. But even if you did, so what? The fact that she used your computer is absolutely irrelevant. And even if, in fact, you'd offered her the computer, it's irrelevant.
I know. It's so ridiculous. So in the meantime, my husband has... there was one instance where the ex-husband tried to take the email, this alleged email, to the police station, and we got a call from a detective letting us know that he attempted to do this. Even though this is not a criminal, it's only civil, and the detective told this man to go back to the court system, that we have nothing to do with this. Just a heads up. The possibility of us being involved in this criminally has really put a burden on my husband.
Well, first of all, I think, look, I do think that the only thing that you probably need is somebody to, I don't think you need to hire a lawyer per se for the deposition. You may need somebody, because you guys may need a restraining order against this dude, which would be an interesting kind of thing to do.
Well, we have talked to a lawyer because, just for protection. So I asked him about a restraining order. He said, his question to me, do you feel like he's going to hurt you? That's a simple question. And I said, no, I don't think he's hurting me physically. And that's, so he said, well, then you can't get a restraining order.
Yeah, exactly. A restraining order is specifically for the intent to do harm, presumably. And it varies a little bit from state to state. But so what specifically is the question to me, Liz?
So my question is, my husband's giving me, he does not want anything to do with my sister and her kids because he feels threatened. And so I said, fine, you can.
Wait a minute. Let's stop at that moment. See, what I would do is I would take my husband out for a walk and I would say, you know what, we don't choose our family. And not only do we not choose our family, we don't choose our family's battles, we don't choose their personality, and we certainly don't choose their mates. That she, you know, she picked the wrong guy, and he is clearly being manipulated, but what he's trying to do is exactly what you're suggesting, is he's trying to make us view my sister as the problem. She is not the problem. He is the problem. And there are times in this life where things are aggravating, but we do the right thing. And I know it's not your sister, it's your sister-in-law, but do we really want to, and I would say do we really want to succumb to this guy's obvious intent, which is to separate us from her, to view her as the problem rather than he as the problem. That I will certainly protect you as much as possible. I don't think that you necessarily have to testify. If I have to testify, my computer, whatever. But let's not lose sight of the real of his goal here, which is really obnoxious and wicked, which is to make us view her as the problem. She is not the problem. He is the problem. And if we ever needed any clarification about why the two of them should not be together, we've certainly got it since he's pulled this kind of number on us. His whole point is possessing her, controlling her, shutting her off from any support system. Let's not do that. And I know this is irritating, but let's, you know, there are times where we got to stand up to bullies, and that's what he is. He's a bully.
Yep.
And I would just have that conversation with him. Then I would try and keep him out of it as much as possible. But your husband's wrong, that he's really succumbing to this clown's techniques, which are to separate and divide. Your sister is not the problem. He's the problem.
So I did have that conversation with him. It's been ongoing since April. And I can't force him to go to family parties. We went to a family party the other night. My five-year-old said something about it because they overhear things to his child. And so we got an email from his lawyer to our lawyer telling us that we need to tell our children to refrain from talking about any legal matters. So, this changed.
Good. Well, let's put the 5-year-olds in jail. All right, hang on just a second. I mean, this is outrageous. And the fact that the lawyers are involved in it is even scarier. Hang on. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we've got Liz, who's got a sister who's married, who was married, is now divorced from really a bully. And the ex has tried to get Liz and her husband involved in terms of being a witness. What is he hoping that you would say in his behalf, that you gave her the computer? I mean, what is he hoping? See, this seems to me a completely nefarious, fallacious, wicked kind of thing, because the worst thing you could say is that you gave her your computer. So what? Why would that make you anything? Why would that make you a witness that was hostile to your sister? It obviously would not. And by saying you didn't give her the computer, is that saying that you wouldn't have given it to her? I mean, it's harassment.
It
seems to me, number one. Number two, saying that five-year-olds are not allowed to talk to each other. Good luck. Let's get the lawyers involved with that and put those kids in jail. I mean, I think at this moment that her lawyer, I would just funnel everything through her lawyer. And because his hope is that exactly as we talked about before, is that you guys are just going to get fed up enough to say to your sister, well, you're on your own. And that she would then be pressured enough to drop whatever issues she has going on with him.
And I
think your husband is the linchpin in this one, of just saying to him, look, let's just ignore this kind of thing. You know, that it's stupid and cheerful. That telling five-year-olds they're not allowed to talk. I certainly would not talk with five-year-olds about this, just because they're not interested, and if they're interested, it's going to make them nervous. So that, but kids are going to talk about everything. Kids talk at kindergarten. I mean, it's so to say, well, your kids aren't allowed to talk about it. I wouldn't talk with the kids about it anyway. But if they happen to overhear it, so what? And kids are walking antenna. They have to know more about adults than adults know about them, because it's about survival. They're small, and so they worry about stuff like this. But I think you need to calm your husband down. Hopefully it won't be talked about in the next several months. And just ignore the whole thing. Just because his whole thing, you know, he's a great example of, if you can't be loved, you'll be hated because you don't want to be ignored. I just ignore him.
And that's what we've been doing for 4 years, ignoring this guy.
He's very likely going to escalate it. But, I mean, and the very fact that he went to the police, all this, I mean, he knew that the police weren't going to get involved. It's just a matter that it wouldn't surprise me if he writes to your employer, your husband's employer, the church, the school. I mean, this guy is just a pot stirrer.
He is, and I think that this is what's enraging my husband, and I can't even get to him in any way, form.
Here's a possibility.
For him to go along with me.
Here's a possibility. When in doubt, the best defense may be good offense. What I would think about doing, and you do need to talk with a lawyer about this, is file a harassment suit against him.
Yep.
Just and for a lot of money. And I would show, if you've got the email that says, you know, that hold on to the email that says the five-year-olds can't talk about each other, that he's clearly harassing you.
Okay.
Well, and you find out, presumably, just back him off.
Yeah, and we do have an appointment with our lawyer to talk about what is our next step.
I would think...
Go to a birthday party?
Well, exactly. And I think that it's clear it's a case of harassment at this moment. And by backing him up, and I would sue him for like $100,000 or something. I mean, don't make it trivial. Don't take him to small claims court. If you're going to have to talk with a lawyer, which presume, file for harassment. Do a countersuit that he is trying to involve you in an issue that has nothing to do with you, that he's suggesting that because your computer was used or may have been used, or your sister at some point may have used the computer, that you're compliant with this. File a harassment suit that he's saying that the five-year-olds aren't allowed to talk with each other. This is harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And it may help your husband to feel like there's something to fight, that he can fight back.
Okay.
Because, you know, men are, we're sort of good because we have to deal with men to a very large extent, that our way of dealing with men sometimes is, yeah, dear, right. And we just ignore them, right?
Yeah.
So guys, they'll ignore us, right? Because, oh, yeah, right, dear. You know, I'm watching the football game. Yeah, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But for men, men toe off against men in a different way. That, you know, that there's that sort of testosterone bubbling around. So we can ignore men. Men can ignore us. But men have a much harder time ignoring each other. So this is a way for your husband to not have to ignore, because what you're really saying is just let it go. And he can't. He feels his masculinity is involved, and he's trying to protect his family. And
uh-huh.
and so give him something to fight back. File a harassment suit.
All right.
And that may work much better for him, because what you and I are saying is the girl approach, which is, oh, just ignore it. You know, it's just a bully.
Right.
But what guys do against other bullies is they feel that they only have two options, either fight back or to cringe. And guys are not happy cringing ever. We don't care about it so much. It's not part of our DNA. Guys don't want to cringe.
No, he doesn't want to cringe.
So give him something to uncringe about. File a harassment suit. And hold on to emails, and have your lawyer get in touch with his lawyer, which means that he's now got to fight a war on two fronts. Because that's what he's doing to you guys. He's saying, I can separate you off from my ex so that she's all alone. And what you can now say is, not only is she not alone, but you now have to fight us on this other front.
I think that's great advice, yeah.
Okay.
But
understand, it's more psychological advice than legal advice, so do talk with a lawyer about it. But, I mean, you've got a clear case where when somebody sends an email saying the five-year-olds can't go to birthday parties and talk to each other, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, and he'll next say that somehow, I mean, the sky's the limit. He has no, because there's no penalty to his nuttiness at this moment. Make it more expensive for him. We're going to file a suit against you for a serious amount of money, and it should be a serious amount of money, because you're harassing us. You're setting, it's mental cruelty. Your five-year-olds aren't allowed to talk to each other. I mean, this is serious stuff, and he's just doing it to punish his ex. It's clearly harassment. If I can make her such a toxic valence that no one will have anything to do with her, I've won.
Yeah, and he's been doing this to her for 4 years, and all she can be is, she defends, and she never takes the offense. And I think that's what's so frustrating to both my husband and I. We always want her to sue him back, and she doesn't want to. She's just fighting. A lot of times,
well, but it may be that by you guys fighting back against him, that either setting a precedent and a role model, or that she feels that she's not quite so alone. I mean, she's been convinced by this bully that nobody loves her, that when chips are down, she's going to be alone. And unfortunately, his behavior is tending to increase that possibility, which is scaring her. So fight back.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joy. I love listening to you. Keep me awake on my ride home. I work evening shift at 1 a.m. I'm driving home, and I podcast you in my car, and it's awesome.
Well, thanks. Good luck. Good luck. But I think giving your husband something to push back against may help a lot. All right.
Great advice. Thank you.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7569. So I suppose in honor of Liz's sister, we'd ask a while ago, I'm trying to remember exactly why, I think it was just because we were talking about marriage and divorce and things of that sort, of what kind of relationship do you have with your ex? Now, Justin, have you ever been married?
No, I have never have.
Okay, so do you have any ex-girlfriends with whom you have relationships or not?
Yeah, I've had one really long-term relationship.
So, are you still with her or not?
No.
Right. So do you have any relationship with her at all? I mean, in theory, how long were you together?
About 8 years.
Well, that's longer than a lot of people's marriage, right?
Yeah.
All right. So do you have a relationship with her at all?
Yeah, we're actually friends.
That's great. Did it take a while to become friends after you broke up?
Yeah, it did take a while, but a year down the road,
each other. Yeah. Well, that's my dreaded one-year rule. I think it really does take at least a year of going through events in our lives, because we're so calendar sensitive that our birthdays and Halloween and Christmas and getting sick ones, and I think that if you can go through those by yourself, then you come out on the other end of it being a little less dependent, a little more aware of what you can and can't handle. So I think that you can go from a romance to a friendship, but it does take a break.
For sure.
Much easier to go from friendship to love, but that's another story. All right, so we had a number of people who wanted to talk with us about their relationships with their ex. Hopefully this isn't going to be a huge court battle on my program. So let's see what we got here.
All right, the question was, what kind of relationship do you have with your ex, if any at all? And we had Diane say, very good friends with both of them and their wives.
Well, great. And she doesn't give us any specific hints about that, huh?
Nope.
It may have been that she didn't have children. I think that that's one of the ways to have an easier relationship with your ex, is if there's no necessary connection, that it's just something that you can choose to have or not. So there you go. All right, what do you got?
We also have Steve, who said, pretty good. It's all for the kids.
Well, good. Yeah, and I think that time really does help. That some of the things that seemed really irritating get kind of softened a little bit with that time really does heal, or at least soften, if not heal. Okay.
Next we have Petra, who said, I don't have a relationship with any of my exes. They are exes for a reason, to just move on.
Well, tell me what you really think. Okay.
Next we have Kate, who said, cordial and nice, he's a great guy.
Well, good. I mean, they're really sort of two different schools of thought about this, and this is independent of the issue about kids. As I think Katie said, they're exes for a reason. That, you know, why would I want to stay in touch with them if I wasn't willing to stay in touch with them, if I wasn't willing to stay involved with them? And the other is that there's always that you love somebody for a very specific reason, and whatever the abrasions are that happen in a relationship, that core of attraction or interest or whatever we're going to call it, we're not talking necessarily sexual, but not excluding sexual either, remains. And so you may always love them. You may understand you can't be with them and you're not very good together, but that doesn't mean that there's not some value in the relationship. So and the world very quickly divides into those different kinds of ways of looking at it, and there's not a whole lot of overlap on it. You can see that either people say, yeah, you know, that we'll always, you know, we'll always care about each other, so we keep in touch, or they're an ex for a reason. And I know people who've done both. So, all right, what else we got?
We have Mark, who says, done, over, no contact.
No kids, sounds like. Yeah, because the issue with kids really forces you. That's why I'm saying that I think you have to evaluate the relationship with them without kids. In that if you don't have kids, that you can go either way, because there's not that necessity, and sometimes because it's not necessary that you can kind of wander back to each other. If you do have kids, you may not like each other, but you're going to have, you've got hostages. So there's always got to be some involvement, and for the sake of the kids, most people try and, with the exception of Liz's ex-brother-in-law, usually rise above it. What else we got?
We have Kelly, who says, none. Don't like liars and cheaters. Moved on.
You can see, even on this, it very quickly into two different categories. All right, what else we got?
And the last one, we have Timothea, who says, none, but all I have are ex-boyfriends. Not sure what she means by that.
Well, I think what she's saying is I'm not getting involved with anybody ever again under any circumstances, which means inevitably, you know, the karma will sort of say, okay, let's show you some cutie patootie here and see what happens. So, the thing to do is to figure out what the relationship says about you. Because if you only focus on that he was a creep or, you know, she never loved me, you're never going to get beyond it. And we are affected, obviously, by not only circumstances, but mostly relationships. And so unless you want to repeat it or be alone your whole life, which I know being alone your whole life seems like a really good alternative to being in a crummy relationship, but most of us want good, solid, continuing, reliable, nurturing relationships. And the only way to do that is to figure out not only who the other person was, but more importantly, who you are and what made you susceptible to that person, what things you didn't pay enough attention to, what patterns repeat. You know, I wrote Dating for Dummies. The whole first half of it is really not about dating. It's about knowing who you are. Because until you know who you are, what you want is going to be very obscure. And if you don't know what you want, it's going to be very complicated to even figure out when you get it or when you don't. So the issue, which is kind of the approach of the program in general, which is, okay, I know that person is terrible and should be indicted for criminal activity, but let's talk about what you can do differently, what you can understand differently, how you not so much contribute to the situation, because the issue is not laying blame. The issue is trying to understand so we know what to do next. Okay, today is National Hydration Day, I suppose, because it's so close to summer. I actually have to tell you a quick story, because I sort of remembered when things happen to me in my life, I think, gee, how can I share this with my listener? All right, so yesterday I was going to a party, so I was kind of decked out, thank you very much, and so I'm walking to the train, and where I live, the trains are very accessible, but right now there's a huge amount of construction going on, so you can't get to any place. So it's on a street that I don't normally get on, and all of a sudden, I assume, do they have push carts where you are? The food trucks kind of thing that are, you know, sells food on the streets?
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. So we have, it's a huge industry around here. There are literally thousands and thousands of food trucks. And so this one is barreling down a very steep street on the sidewalk. And this rather small man is running. He's holding on to the handles, but he's running. And you have the sense that he's holding on for dear life, not that he's controlling it. And it's a very steep sidewalk. And there are a lot of people on it. There are people walking up the hill toward him. And I'm thinking, I don't think he has control of this, so I just sort of move aside, and I look behind me, and there's this family of tourists with a bunch of small kids, and I'm saying, watch out! And so he just narrowly avoids them, and it's now quite clear that he can't control this at all. And there's a bicycle on the side that's chained to a post, and at some point he decides to ram into the bicycle, which is maybe not a terrible idea. The whole thing is just so out of control, and you figure that truck is heavy, and he's got moment. It was just the most extraordinary scene of which could have been. It was like bowling for pedestrians. So we finally got it. He got it wedged against the bicycle, and then he had fallen. So I went over to make sure he was not bleeding, and he doesn't speak much English. And now there's a crowd, because people can't decide whether to be outraged with him or not, because it was a very dangerous, potentially dangerous situation. But what everybody did, and it's why I love this city, and why I guess I decided I really wanted to share with you guys, instead of yelling at this guy or saying, how could you do this, because it was clearly a catastrophe that had narrowly been avoided, everybody is trying to help him get this very large hand truck, off the sidewalk, get it in control again. He somehow did not wreck the bike, so we didn't have to worry about that. And so everybody, there are like 10 of us, are trying to move this thing and get him on his road again without anybody being injured or angry. So that's my kind of look. You know, we're all in this together, although it was a narrow escape. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, 855-993-7569. Okay, I thought what we would do again in response to Liz's call. We talked about exes. But no one's mentioned harassment and hauling them into court over and over again. I thought we'd talk a little bit about bullying. It's one of those issues that we actually talked about before. Of that, standing up to bullies is really an appropriate thing to do. It doesn't mean you have to respond in kind. it doesn't mean because somebody is yelling at you, you have to yell back. But it was like the woman who called her said that her son had got punched in the nose. And I'm saying, you know, all you have to do is stand up and say, if you hit me again, I'm going to hit you harder. And because bullying is about power, it's and the violence is really the sort of fallout from it. But and as I said before, the issue of something like Columbine is presumably somebody, because you always read that these people who sort of take a handgun to people, or a, God forbid, an assault rifle, that. That they've been bullied. But if you stand up to a bully, if you figure, I've always said from the very beginning that if you, as a kid is being bullied at school, that wait till recess so their teacher's around and say, if you hit me again, I'm going to hit you harder. And usually it all goes away. That bullies are a very good example of everybody needs attention. If you can't get it for something positive, you get it for something negative. And so quite often, just standing up to somebody, and it doesn't have to be a lifestyle, and you don't have to take the initiative, but there's a difference between being aggressive and being assertive. Aggressive is in somebody else's space. Assertive is protecting your own. Alrighty. So let's talk a little bit about what people had said about bullying. Have you ever been bullied, Justin?
You know, I'm sure I have. I guess I just moved on. Nothing's ringing a bell.
You know, I was actually, I guess, teasing. There's a fine line, as far as I'm concerned, between teasing and bullying. But I'll tell you the story just because, I guess. I am just under 5'9", and I've been that height since I was 12 years old. And so I was about 7th or 8th grade by then, and boys have not started getting their height by then. So I had a sister who was shorter than I am, who used to make things worse by saying, you're taller than most full-grown men. But there were two boys, Ray and Buzzy, we were all together through junior high school and high school, and they would say that I was Miss Turnpike, no curves in sight. And it, you know, it really hurt my feelings. When they called me Miss Turnpike, I thought that was great, but then I didn't understand what it was, because I was built like a boy. I mean, I'm still not exactly voluptuous, but I don't think people necessarily think I'm a boy anymore. I don't think they did then either, to be quite honest. And I remember I went to my high school reunion, I don't know, maybe 5-year reunion or something, right after when I was in college. And it turns out that both of them had a crush on me, and that this was their way of, they actually got together and arm wrestled for who got to be my boyfriend. I thought they both hated me. One of them was kind of the class president, and the other was the kind of wealthy kid, and I thought they both hated me. It turned out that they arm wrestled, and one of them broke the other's arm to be my boyfriend. They never even talked with me about it. And so I viewed their teasing as they hated me, and I was funny looking, and they, you know, unattractive. And they viewed it as getting attention because they were vying for my attention. Now, when you're 12 years old, this doesn't occur to you. But it was a really interesting thing in retrospect. And sometimes if we can go back and revisit, or even if I'd stood up to them at the time, if I'd said, you know, that's a really wicked thing to say, and you guys probably, you know, are not very well endowed or something. I mean, anything, as opposed to just sort of saying, oh, okay. Because, and it was even more embarrassing because I thought Miss Turnpike was like, wow, they think I'm kind of cool, until they told me what it was. So it was kind of a double whammy, is that not only they were saying something ugly, but I had thought it was something positive when it wasn't. But in retrospect, and luckily, they both, I found out about it, not at the time, and probably had been carrying that around for a while. You can hear, it's still not my favorite kind of thing. But that bullying is a very specific way of saying pay attention. And there are ways of paying attention, but so ignoring bullying to a very large extent will not work. That's what everybody says, well, just ignore it. First of all, ignoring things, as you could hear from Liz's call, is not easy for anybody, but especially for men. But there are better ways of dealing with it, just by confronting it and saying, you know, I'm not going to play this game. And bullies tend, because of the nature of bullying, to pick the weakest. So if you stand up to them, the likelihood is they'll move on. And the only obligation, I would argue at that moment, is for you not to bully other people or to necessarily let them bully other people. So let's hear what people are saying about.
We have Antonio, who says, I was bullied in the U.S. Navy. This created a negative work environment, which led to depression and my untimely discharge. Then my depression escalated to and led to alcohol and drug abuse, whereby I was not employable due to the zero tolerance in the workplace law. This negatively affected my income, whereby I became homeless. Then the police started to harass and bully me, so I sobered up and sued the United States. The judge dismissed my case for frivolous reasons, siding with the defendant.
All right, let me just sort of look at this for a minute. Madir, you can continue to run your life as a victim. It's not going to work very well. I wouldn't, and I'm not suggesting that the service doesn't bully people, because I think it does. And I've interviewed enough both men and women to know that it's a real phenomenon. But at some point, what you need to decide is, I'm not going to do this anymore. And to a certain extent, I think you sort of suing the government, even though not easy to do, was a positive step of at least you saying, I'm not going to play this anymore, that you need to take a more proactive step for yourself that says, do you know what, this may not have been, it's not only happened to me, it's happened to other people, and I have other choices. I don't have to drink. I lost my job because I was drinking, and I could blame the Navy on that, or I could decide that I should stop drinking. And as I said, I think suing the government, not an easy thing to do, although you might have an easier time now than you had then, which I'm not necessarily suggesting you go back to that. But I'm saying, look, at some point, decide, I don't have to play this game anymore. That I'm not, you know, I'm not that 12-year-old girl, or I'm not that new recruit, or I'm not that person who decided that I needed to drink. You can make better choices for yourself. That the world may not be gentle with you, but it doesn't mean that you have to beat yourself up. So maybe deciding, what can I do to not be a victim anymore? What can I do to make my life work for me in a positive way? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.